Parak Dalad Mishnah Hey. Moser HaKetores Mehayu Osen Ba. So they would have leftover of Ketores of incense that they would bring into the Beis HaMikdash as an offering. They'd have leftovers every year. What would they do with the leftovers? And the Mishnah explains as follows. It usually was like this. Twice a day, every day, they would bring Ketores incense in the Beis HaMikdash. They'd burn it on the Mizbeach. And they would appear enough for the entire year, meaning they had 368 portions set aside. 365 of those were keneged, they were corresponding to the days of the solar year. One portion a day, half the morning, half in the evening, so that's 365. And the three remaining portions, the Kohen Gadol would take a fistful on Yom Kippur and use it for the services then. So it comes out at the end of every year, the Kohen Gadol, right, the 365 were used for every single day. But the leftover three, right, of the 368 total, that leftover three, the Kohen Gadol couldn't put the whole thing in his fist. So there was going to be leftovers. You know, there was that the portion from the three that was left over, those are the remainders of the year's portion. And furthermore, they bring down that on a regular year, they're referring to a lunar year, there's 354 days. So it comes out that you'd have 11 days extra for a leap year. And I'm not exactly sure why it's mixing now the lunar year into this if we were discussing the solar year. But the point is now they're showing how you could have 11 extra, you know, in addition to the other three extra that we mentioned. So one way or another, there's going to be extra Ketores. And the rule is that every year you have to bring Ketores from the new coins. You got to buy it from the new coins. Now you have leftovers from last year. So what are you going to do with it? You can't, you know, take new coins and buy the Ketores if you already have it there in your hands. What would they do with it? So the Mishnah says as follows. Ma'afrishin mimena. This is going to be an interesting, bit convoluted, but we'll see what it says over here. Ma'afrishin mimena. They would take money out from the Trumas Lishka, from the chamber. They would take this money as schar ha'umnin. They would use this money to pay the people in the Beis HaMikdash that were making the Ketores. Ketores was made by a special family, was a family secret, and they were hired to make this Ketores. So they would take money out of the chamber. They would be mezakeh it. They would, you know, give it to one of the treasurers to acquire it for these workers. And then they would make it into chulin. They would make it into non-sacred. So they take the sacred money out of the chamber. They would give it to one of the treasurers to acquire it on behalf of these Ketores workers, make it into chulin, into non-sacred. And then, umuchal and osa, they would take the leftover of the Ketores, they would remove the kedusha from the Ketores, al schar umnin, meaning they would, after la'achas zocha b'mos, b'shul umnin, mechalas mos ha'ketores al osan mos. So these workers that made the Ketores had their money, which was non-sacred now. They had, and then the Beis HaMikdash would have the Ketores, the leftovers that they removed the Kedusha from to make it non-sacred. And they would put the Kedusha from the Ketores onto the money that these workers just received. And then v'nos v'nosa, they would give the actual Ketores, which is non-sacred now, to the workers, l'umanin, to the workers, b'scharin, as their wages. So the workers would receive the Ketores now in a chulin, in a non-kedusha state, and the money has the old kedusha on it, and the Ketores is given to these workers as their wages, and it's non-sacred. But what are they going to do with Ketores? They want money. They don't want Ketores. So now, v'chozen v'lokhen osa, then they would go ahead and rebuy, as a Ketores miyad umnin, the Beis HaMikdash would purchase the Ketores from the workers, mitru mechadasha, from the money that came in for the new collection, so that they could be purchasing now the leftover, Ketores, that they removed as Kedusha from new coins that came in recently for the new year, and then the workers would have their compensation at the end of the day in money. So the workers would have their money, and now the Ketores is being purchased, the leftover Ketores was given away and then repurchased from new coins. So in short, the Beis HaMikdash was giving the workers money from the chamber and removing its Kedusha, then giving the workers the leftover Ketores, removing the Kedusha and putting on the money they just gave them. Then they would buy the Ketores back from the workers with money. And then that money would be the workers' compensation. And now they bought the Ketores from the new money, so the Ketores now has the halachic status of coming from new money. So that sounds very convoluted. Not sure why they would do it like this. They bring down over here that you could have done it so much simpler. Just limkars most, just sell the remainder of the Ketores, and then go ahead and vlach the gosa b'most, and then go ahead and just buy it, rebuy it with new coins. That'd be so much simpler. He said that the reason why we did all this was mishum shekach yafa yotel hekdash. It was more beautiful to do it like this for the base of Mikdash. I don't understand it, but this is what they're saying. Okay. And then the Mishnah concludes, in baha chodash bizmano, if the shkolim, if the coins came on time, meaning before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and you have the new coins, so then lokanosa, you can buy the leftovers of the Ketores mishum chadasha from the new coins, like we just explained. If the new coins haven't come yet, then in the Yeshana, they would actually buy local Mosav, they would buy the Ketores, the leftover of the Ketores, the most Chuma Yeshana from the old coins, if they already imchalu akvar, if they removed the Kedusha from the coins. And if they didn't remove the Kedusha from the coins, then they would just burn it, Kemoshi, as it is, min HaYeshana, meaning they would sacrifice it as if it's the old Ketores from the previous year. Mishnah Vav. Hamakdish nechasav, if a person has his possessions and he sanctified it to the Beis HaMikdash, v'hayu behen dvarim u'il karbonas tzibur, and amongst the possessions that he sanctified to the Beis HaMikdash, there were things that could have been used for karbonos, for the tzibur, for the community, like spices or different things that were available there to be used for the community for the karbonos. So now, yinasnu l'umanin, what they would do is they would give it, ha'ovdim l'tzorchei HaMikdash, they would give these things to the workers that are working the Beis HaMikdash, bischaran as their wages, and then they remove the kedusha, and they would put it on the schar of the malach, on the reward that they would get for working in the Beis HaMikdash, and then these possessions would turn into chulin, they would turn non-sacred. And then afterwards, chos and malach, they go ahead and buy them back from these workers, Rabbi Akiva, these are the words of Rabbi Akiva, that holds that hektish, you can remove the kedusha, mitchalel, and you could put it onto the actual, like the labor on the work. And then they would then buy back these things from these workers with regular money. Amalo Ben Azai responds to Rabbi Akiva, Einahi Amida, what is this? This is not the same, sheet that we said in the previous Mishnah by the leftover of the Ketores. And Benazi wants everything to be equal. Keep the same method. He says, Ella rather, Mafrishin Mehem. Set aside from those possessions, Schar U'manin, like the wages that you'd pay for the workers, like you mentioned in the previous Mishnah. U'machal and Osan, and then, remove the Kedusha from the Ketores, or from the, these spices that this person gave to the Beis HaMikdash, amos humanin, on the money that the workers are receiving, right? Vinos no son lumanin bischar, and then give it to the workers as their wages. Vichos v'lokan osan mitshum chadasha, and then go ahead and rebuy it from the shum chadasha. Meaning he's saying use the same method from the previous Mishnah. Just like when you had leftover Ketores, if somebody just gave stuff to the Beis HaMikdash, and amongst those stuff were things that you could use for the kabanos, do the same method. So if it was spices, for example, so the spices are now kedusha, they're holy. So remove the kedusha of the spices, give it to the workers, and then buy back the spices with regular money so that you're giving the workers in exchange, cash, and then you get these possessions back to the Beis HaMikdash as hektish. So again, it's a bit convoluted why they would do it this way, but this is how they would do it in the Beis HaMikdash, and that wraps up our Mishnah for today.